Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, it was a simple assignment last night. Three of us starting to work on our what they call sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene is making sure you're getting enough sleep, but doing the things before you go to sleep to make sure you get good, solid, deep, refreshing sleep. And a lot of people now are saying it starts with turning that dang electronics off like an hour before you go to bed, right? Read a book. Do something that's going to bore you to sleep.
Essentially.
Right? So your mind is turned off, right? Mm-hmm. So Kristen is struggling with it. Jackson is struggling with it. It's been probably my lifelong struggle is getting into deep sleep. So step number one, let's see who's going to just turn stuff off 1 hour before we go to bed.
Now, to be fair, I jumped on this because of my addiction to my electronics and my phone. I'm not trying to rub it in your face. I sleep pretty good.
I hate you.
I sleep pretty sound. I will wake up in the morning and Bart will be like, did you hear when I had to get the dog, you know, I get up at 3 a.m. to take the dogs outside? And I was like, nope.
Incredible.
Did you hear when Jimmy was asking for water at 3 a.m.? And I'm like, nope.
Amazing. So yeah, my girl can fall asleep in like 30 seconds, which makes watching a TV show with her impossible. Impossible.
But I will admit that I have a very unhealthy relationship with my phone and with television. And I'm starting to see that trickle down to my son, who had a complete meltdown when we took his little TV, aka his tablet, away from him.
Right.
And I'm like, I need to start setting better examples.
Yeah, sure. So I woke up this morning and I was feeling pretty refreshed. First thing I did was check out my gadgets to tell me how I was sleeping. And once again, I got like 15 minutes of deep sleep, like nothing, which is nothing. So unhealthy. Mm. However, our assignment was put everything down an hour before you go to sleep, which I did do last night.
You did?
Yeah. So I bought a book and I started reading it on Kindle.
What time was that?
It was around 9:15-ish. Okay. I just wasn't tired at all. So I would normally start a little bit earlier than that, but it was 9:15. So I got this superficial book, Everybody Loves You When You're Dead by Neil Strauss. And it's about a whole bunch of celebrities and what their lives were like. So I started reading that and I dozed off. I felt pretty good about it, but
it changed nothing,
at least not the first night.
I'm curious, does Kindle not allow blue light? Because that's a screen.
I don't know. It's certainly, I don't know. I mean, does it have to be like a hardcover or softcover, like pages?
No. I'm all about reading, even if it's on a Kindle, but a Kindle technically is a screen. I just want to make sure Kindle knows that there's no blue light there.
There is blue light?
Yeah, not as much. Not enough to be damaging, but yeah, that's a blue light device.
Dang it.
You got old school, man. Pick up a book. Why are you so afraid of this?
Amazon is going to be shocked today when somebody buys a paper book online.
That's what I buy all the time.
Okay.
I hate to break it to you, Podge, but that's a screen.
Dang it.
You're reading on it, but it's a screen.
I thought I had the option when I bought it to get like the blue light one or not, but I'll have to go look back at that. All right, Jackson, how did you brought this on us.
I did. I need to know if this is cheating or not, okay?
Yes.
So I realized last night, because I turned my phone off at about 9:30.
Our goal was 9.
Well, I was up a little bit. I was going to be up a little bit later.
Okay.
Anyway.
Whatever an hour, hour is, I think, before. And that can vary a little bit.
Because I had my reminder set that you see for 9 o'clock last night. Okay. I was ready to go, turned it off. And then I realized that I can't remember the last time that I went to sleep without listening to something. Like, I almost always fall asleep with my AirPods in because I turn the noise canceling on and that like helps me go to sleep. So I couldn't fall asleep for 40, like almost an hour. And so I realized that like maybe if I just turned a podcast on. So I looked at my phone for like 2 seconds to turn a podcast on and then I was able to fall asleep. Is that okay?
I don't think listening to a podcast would qualify because again, you're stimulating your mind and what this is supposed to do is just chill you the F out.
I see.
I thought he was talking about having to look at the phone to find the podcast because technically that's looking at your phone.
Yeah, that's like the blue light, right?
That's cheating.
Yeah, but that would just be real quick. But I think it's the sound that's probably keeping you up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Okay. We got to go dark.
Try white noise.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting to me that y'all struggle with this. I'm done with my phone by 7:30 every night.
What? Absolutely not.
Every night.
You are superhuman.
Yeah. It's like I'm excited to be done with my phone. I look forward to it.
I feel like if I'm done with my phone at 7:30, then I get a bunch of emails first thing in the morning that were mad at me that I didn't answer to their emails after 7:30 last night.
And that's on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to turn your brain off.
Yeah.
Like, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb at 8, and only, like, a select few people can actually get through to my phone.
Well, after that, I do that as well, but you saying, what do?
Normally, from, like, 7:30 to 8, I'll just relax. Like, 7 to 8, I'll catch up on a show. Okay. I usually watch an episode of a show, but I'm done with my phone. And then 8 o'clock, I will read from 8 to 8:30 every night. And then 8:30, I try to go to sleep, and usually I'm asleep by 9:30. That's my routine.
Wow.
I'm going to have to keep the phone literally out of another room in order to do that. Because if it's in the room, then I don't even realize that I'm reaching for it and scrolling. I'm watching a TV show, and I'm scrolling at the same time. Your mind can't go off.
Mm-hmm.
How was yours?
I did very well.
Okay.
My phone was down at 8:58, even though Jimmy had a late bedtime last night, so I didn't get as much me time. And that's where in my brain, I'm like, okay, so I put him to bed. He didn't go to bed to 8:30 because he took a long nap. So I'm like, I deserve more me time. But I was still going to bed at the same time. So that me time, whether I wanted it or not, was not going to be there. So I put the phone down at 8:58. I was really into my crime doc.
Which one?
The one that I found. The Fox Hollow Murders.
That's on my list. I added it to the list.
Oh, my God.
So you're listening or watching?
Watching
true crime before you go to bed.
That's the only reason I didn't start it is because that's where you got me beat. I can't watch it right before bed. I won't sleep well.
I'm a dark person. I don't know what's happening. So
you're watching that before you go to sleep.
Yes.
So that's probably not counting either.
Well, that went off at 9:17.
Okay.
So, because normally I would have watched that till 10:30.
Okay.
And so I didn't because my bedtime is typically 10, right? And so I was like a little bit, I was like 20 minutes over. But at 9:17, even though I ended an episode on a cliffhanger and I wanted to start the next one, I didn't.
Should it be this hard? Because I think as a group, we got a D.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Try it again tomorrow.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's really cool when you see a Nepo baby actually succeed. I feel like Nepo babies kind of get a bad rap if you find out that this talented actor that you enjoy watching has a famous mom or famous dad. For some reason, it sort of like discounts them in your head. But when you see them kind of do things not the old-fashioned way, because I'm not going to call American Idol old-fashioned, because that's my generation. But when you see somebody put themselves out there in a vulnerable position to possibly get rejected, you got to give them a little props. And so we've got to give some props to Backstreet Boys' Brian Luttrell's son, who went on American Idol this past week.
He used to come in here quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were following his journey for quite a bit.
It's because you and Brian Luttrell were like BFF.
We did have a nice little basketball game. He's a fun dude.
And didn't you and your ex-wife and he and his wife have some fun on a beach once?
No, that was not Brian Luttrell.
Oh, who was that?
That was Dard.
Chris Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry, yeah.
Got it. Sorry.
You guys are so cool. I voted for Chris Daughtry on American Idol 15 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, so he is actually auditioning to be the next American Idol. And I'm sure being a Nepo baby, there's so many things that come with it. You know, there's so many hoops you have to go through. But Brian Luttrell actually, in his interview for American Idol, said sometimes it can actually make things a little bit tougher.
Obviously, growing up in the industry, a lot of people would look at that as like such a perk, but it's not easy.
Hopefully I can go make y'all proud.
I've always told everybody that he's 10 times more talented than I ever was.
I've got an original song for you guys today. This one's a little bit emotional. This song is about me personally wanting to give up and not giving up yet. Trust me, I wish I wanted to do something completely different, but if I'm not doing music, there's no way I can really exist.
What to do with my life? It seems I have no more tears left to cry. Misery takes my time. I'm waiting on myself to die.
He's got a pretty good voice there.
Oh, yeah. You know, Brian would come in here and say that his son was surrounded by music, not just his stuff, but Brian's life is kind of a musical. He goes throughout the entire day and he sings all day long. So that had to be passed down.
Well, yeah. I mean, if that's just what you're surrounded by for your entire life, how do you choose to do anything else? And also, if you're growing up and you're watching your dad kick butt as a Backstreet Boy, like, that's your role model. That's what's going to shape what you think is success. So I think it's no shocker that he decided to go the music route.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say, like, as far as, like, people throwing the Nepo baby stuff out, like, if he went and made an album and his parents financed it and it was shoved down people's throats and, you know, stuff like that, that seems Nepo baby. But you going on American Idol and trying out to like forge your own music career, I don't feel so Nepo baby. However, Brian and his wife were there.
Yeah.
And maybe Carrie, Lionel, and what's the country judge's name?
Luke Bryan.
May have felt a little more pressure to advance him to Hollywood, but regardless, the people are going to be voting.
Yeah. Right. And it's a good story for the producers of American Idol. They got a Backstreet Boys kid on there, and he's, you know, he did pretty well.
Yeah, they're a real solid family, but it would have been very funny for Brian to come out and sing with them, and then they go, sorry, neither one of you guys are going to LA.
Okay, we talked about this, I think, last week, where we talked about Neo having four different relationships and how he was getting a little bit of criticism for that and how maybe it might disqualify him for not being a great father. But listen, this is just how he runs his relationships, and he's running them very well, because on a recent radio show, he talked about how he manages to keep up with four different women.
Do y'all all go out together, like all five of y'all?
Yeah, absolutely. All the time.
Now, who schedules? Like,
you know what I'm saying? Is it a money schedule? Because I'm the busiest.
Babes, you know, I'm the one that always got something to do.
And you're like, nights are they random?
It's random, but I'll go, all right, so for example, on this tour, you know, I'll let this one come out for 7 days, then she go home, then this one come out for 7 days, and then this one come out for 7 days, and then we do something all together. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
You heard that.
I said I despise this.
Did you try it? No.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
So it's 777.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with us says holidays or whatever. Mind you, they all get along with each other. I have no problem hanging out with each other. But I think one of the most important things about this is understanding that these are four individual right. women that need their.
It was harder time. To lie, huh?
Way harder.
Yeah.
Way harder. That's why I'm mad. Like, man, I wasted so much time, so much money.
Look, run your life the way you want. I've said this before, relationships, you gotta pioneer your own way to make yourself happy, because we seem to be doing the same things over and over again. The divorce rate doesn't get any higher. So if it works for him and his family, great. It just seems exhausting to me more than anything else.
He definitely is taking Do You to another level. It's like every time he talks about it to me, it sounds like a skit. It sounds like it's not real, but hey man, the man is living his life the way he sees fit.
Well, my request is, can I not be referred to as this one.
This one.
All I heard is this one gets 7 days.
This one. She, maybe. I don't know. Her name, but this one.
All I heard is this is an organized man with a plan, and he's doing better than most.
I'd rather be this one than that one.
What's the difference?
If you're going to do a priority, I'd rather be this than that.
All right. Wendy Williams' condition is unknown after she was taken from her living facility to a hospital in an ambulance. I'll tell you about the ominous note she dropped from her room that may have saved her life on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What an exciting time for Abby. Buying your first house. It's very exciting until it's not.
it's exciting until you get dumped by the house that you're trying to buy. It is funny how buying a house is so much like dating. Like, I feel like every time I would go to a home showing, it'd be like getting dressed up to meet potentially the love of your life.
It is, and like Zillow is almost like Tinder. I mean, I got addicted to it, man. Even when I found like my house, I was just like addicted at looking at other people's homes and what came on the market, even though I didn't have the cash to buy anything.
And it feels simpler because it tells you who's in your league and who's not in your league. I'm like, well, there's $700,000 out of my league. Yeah. $200,000, probably out of their league. So
and you do start to realize like the quality of home has, I'm not exactly sure what the correct block is, but you can tell like between $100,000, like you get something totally different.
It's insane. And the prices of houses right now, according to real estate TikTok, they're really inflated right now. So it's becoming a buyer's market. So it's sort of like the tides are shifting a little bit into the favor of people like me who are looking for their home and looking for a good deal. And yeah, I feel like every time I was going for a showing, I'd be getting dressed up for a date, kind of sussing out the real estate and just seeing if this was going to be a good fit for me for the next couple of years or so.
I remember asking my first real estate agent and looking at my first house, do I have to dress nicely for this? And they're like, they don't care. They just want your green, man. They couldn't care less what you're wearing.
I have found that a lot of these places want you to take your shoes off, though, which is very weird because I don't wear a lot of socks and now I'm just like raw dogging it through people's homes.
And let's be, when you go look at a house, the owners are not there. They're instructed to leave property. So they're not going to see you regardless.
Yeah, but I'm always a little bit curious if they're watching on the security cameras, seeing what you're doing.
They're talking about their house. They're instructed to leave their homes, but I actually ran into the person that I made an offer on their home for. So I'll kind of back up. So anyway, I've been looking for a home for a couple of months and then I got trigger shy and then I like stopped looking for one and then I decided, screw it, let me just do it. So but without giving you the whole backstory of how many homes I looked at, I'll just tell you that I found a place that I really, really loved and it felt right in my gut. I was like, this just feels like it's going to be a really good decision. It feels like it's also a very good investment. This is something that I think is actually going to be beneficial to my life and to my bank account. So I came to a conclusion one day that I was going to put an offer on this home. And I came in very naive. I'm like, it's going to be great. I'm going to give them this offer and they're going to love it. They're going to be so excited. They're going to see my money and they're going to want to take it. And that is not how this process has gone.
You are so cute.
Isn't she adorable?
So bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I was like, I got my big old loan. The big loan man says I can afford a house. So it let me in. So we do the whole thing. It was absolutely terrifying. I had to cancel all my plans for that day because I was just in a cold sweat thinking, what am I doing? This is very terrifying. Doing it on my own. I know I give off like rich private school energy, but like this is just me. Mommy and daddy are not coming to save me. So I put in the offer and then 24 hours later, they're like, haha, no. And then they counter what you expect them to do. And then you do what you do in any negotiation. You do another number and you say, hey, what about this one? And my real estate agent told me that this seller did something that she has never seen happen in her XY years
amount of real estate. So I counter another number or whatever, and then I get the other offer back. And I'm thinking we're about to meet somewhere in the middle. I have a number in my head where I think we're going to end up, and I'm thinking we're about to get closer to that. And we get the counter offer back, and they went up in price. And my real estate agent is like, I don't know why they did that. My flabbers were gassed. I'm looking at this being like, this is not.
How you negotiate.
That's not how, no. Like, did you not watch the masterclass on YouTube on how negotiations go?
It's like this. She comes in, like you're trying to buy an apple. I'll pay $5 for that apple. No, my apple is worth $8. All right, well then I'll pay you $6. No, you're going to pay me $22.
That's exactly how it went.
Is it possible somebody else came in before while you guys were negotiating and put an offer in that was higher? So all of a sudden they started to raise the price of what they wanted on the house?
This condo has only received one other offer and that deal fell through. So it's just me. This home has been on the market for 9 months. I thought this was a slam dunk.
Oh, now we know why.
Yeah, right? No, we literally know why now because we're like, this is a beautiful place. It's in a great location. It's pretty well priced. Like, it's gorgeous. Like, what is going on here? So the price goes up and I go, Hannah Wehunt from the Justin Landis Group, shout out. What do I do? And she's like, why don't you think about it? And so I go to my mom and I go to my dad and I tell them what happened. I'm like, and they went up such a minuscule amount that I'm like, you just did this to be a D-bag.
I would take this personal.
Like, why are we going to war over $2,000?
Mm-hmm. People play mind games.
It's so random. So my mom said, well, you know, my friend, blah, 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 when they were looking to buy their family home, they actually wrote a letter to the seller to like convince them to let you buy their home. And so that's what I did.
You did.
Here's a dramatic reading of the letter that I wrote them.
Okay.
Dear insert seller's name. I can't tell you how much your home has captured my heart. As a single woman searching for her first home, I've imagined this moment for so long, but I never expected to find a place that felt so right. From the moment I stepped inside, I could see myself building a life here. It's not just a home. It's a fresh start. A dream realized in a space where I can create memories for years to come. I know this home has been special to you, and I want you to know that I will cherish it just as much. I can already picture the quiet mornings and blah, 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 blah. I love your place. Take your money. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm writing it all down and I'm looking at this. I'm like, this is desperate. Like, this is the equivalent of getting broken up with and going to their doorstep and being like, take me back, please.
Abby, what happened after our conversation where I was like, you can't make it personal?
I took it personal. But I would like you to know that I ripped up that letter.
You did.
Okay, good.
I threw it away.
Went up more.
Because I thought if I know how much you want.
Yeah. They for sure would have. When they know you want the house that much, that plays against you.
I know. So I thought if I have to beg you to take my money and it's such a minuscule amount, this is just a sign that we are not compatible. So I had to break up with my first love.
Did you?
And walk away. And I will not be living in that place. Screw you.
Over $2,000 is bizarre.
It's so weird. I'm like, I thought we were so close. Like, this is so dumb. Like, literally, take my money. Do you want my money or not? And they don't.
I really do think that I'm trying to put myself in your place. Over $2,000. Had I had it, I would have just gone, okay, I'm getting screwed here, but I'm going to give you the $2,000. Because in the overall life of the mortgage, you're talking about pennies a month.
For me, because prices and blah, 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 real estate, prices are kind of inflated because people bought them during a time when things were appreciating more. I'm like, I don't want to buy it at that price in case in 2 years it's not at that price anymore. And then I'm SOL. So, yeah. Bye.
There's something better for you.
Yeah.
No, there's not, Mo. I'm going to be getting woken up by my apartment fire alarm for the next 10 years.
It's fun until it's not. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
One of us is about to confess. Is it you, Abby?
It is not me.
Nothing to confess.
That I can remember.
Mo.
It is not me.
It is not I, Cassie.
Nope.
It is Kristen.
I gotta come clean. But before I come clean, I need some goodwill. Happy birthday, Katie! Thank you.
It's gonna take more than that.
I know. All right. In January, I did dry January. Did not have a sip of alcohol the entire month. And I was like, you know what? Let's keep this trend going in February, but not with alcohol because mama needs it. So I was gonna give up true crime for the month of February, right?
Yep.
Because a lot of people have been sending me this meme or post or whatever that a psychiatrist or psychologist says, you're pretty messed up if you watch true crime to relax. And you can't disagree with it.
They have a point.
I mean, they have a point.
You're in the same boat, right?
I am. Mm-hmm. I love true crime.
So I was like, all right, just to see if it does, if it may have an effect on my psyche, I'm going to give it up for the month of February and just see how I feel by the end of the month. Now, here we are almost halfway through March, and I feel comfortable letting you know that I, under no circumstances, gave up true crime in the month of February.
What day was it that you gave in?
The first day.
The first day. Yeah. Didn't even try, really.
It wasn't in there.
No, there was not. Okay. Because I had a long drive ahead of me. And when I'm on a long drive, yeah. I listen to podcasts, and the podcasts I listen to are true crime documentaries. Mm-hmm. And so I 1000% listen to a true crime documentary. I think, it was, February 1st.
This is so interesting to me that alcohol was easier to give up than true crime. Like, why is it so addicting for you?
Good question.
It's a great question.
That's why I asked it.
I wish I had an answer for it. I think it's just because I don't want to say it's my form of entertainment because that seems very macabre, but it's because the reasons why I find it fascinating, I don't think are sick and twisted because I like seeing the justice of somebody getting caught. I do think there is something to be learned about the insights and the minds of people who do heinous things. And then I also too feel I only watch things where families are involved, family and friends are involved in the docuseries. And I feel like it helps them like in some, like this is kind of like what's the word I'm looking for? It's
cathartic.
Cathartic. Thank you. It's cathartic to them. It's a way to remember their loved one, etc. So I don't like watching things that glorify it, which is why I never watched the Dahmer series. That was the scripted Dahmer series. So I'm just trying to figure out.
I do think in the overall scheme of things, it's healthier. I mean,
it's healthier than alcohol. Yes, because right. I'm not poisoning my body right. Every day.
I mean, I'm glad you didn't say, look, I was on a long car ride and I just had to break out a bottle of wine.
You're not poisoning your body, but are you poisoning your mind?
Yeah, is it healthier?
See,
yeah.
I honestly, I would love for a professional to weigh in, even because like it's one thing to get sent this post that says a quote unquote psychologist, psychiatrist says you're jacked up. And I'm putting it in my own words, if you watch this to relax or if you watch it at night before you go to bed.
I feel like it's, at least it's healthier that you know why you watch it and what you get out of it.
Yes.
Because I honestly don't. Like, my dad watched it when we were younger, mm-hmm. and that is literally the only reason I think I still watch it today.
I think it's a really kind of a broader question also. One that I'm really starting to get in a tune with lately is what we are putting into our brains and mm-hmm. our body now as far as social media goes. What we're listening to, the capacity now for me to be online as long as I used to is over for me because everything I'm looking at, I'm realizing is just so incredibly negative. So turning on a podcast that I guess it's negative, true crime. I mean, it's negative. It's just how much can the human body take without it really mm-hmm. pulling away from life?
And that's what I was supposed to figure out in the month of February, but I did not. I gave up dating apps longer than that. Oh, absolutely. I don't even think it was 24 hours.
It's tough, man. It is.
And so, and like the one I'm watching right now that, because, you know, Mo and I do have this similarity because we both watch them. Again, it feels so weird to say enjoy because that's...
Yeah, just say watch. We watch.
But that's like my preference. Because I don't like watching like scripted shows. I don't like watching scripted comedies anymore. I mean, there's only a handful of scripted shows I actually enjoy. Everything else is a documentary. So I did try to give up the murder by watching the docuseries like Scamanda and watching the one about Ruby Frankie. But again, this is about a chick that was faking cancer and this was about a woman that was doing unnice things to her children.
Right.
So I'm not really finding, you know, I'm not replacing it with positivity. I'm just replacing it with not murder.
How much of us or how many of us really spend any time during the day searching out stuff that like nourishes us rather than stuff that's thrown in front of us that is negative?
I started doing that.
Do you, what do you do?
Well, because for a while I was on like a true crime kick, and then I just realized I had really bad anxiety and depression. It was making it worse, and all the headlines were making it worse. So I stopped doing that, and I started to feel better. And then I found out about something called Lucky Girl Syndrome, which is where you have a processing center at the back of your brain that can only like process a set amount of information in a minute, where you're bombarded with like billions of bits of information and your brain has to decide what it's going to look at, which is why if you're shopping for a red car, you might start seeing red cars everywhere. It's because your brain's already looking for them subconsciously. So now when I wake up, I'm like, I say stuff like, I'm so lucky. I'm going to have a great day today. And then I start looking for moments. So if I like spill my coffee, but it doesn't get over my shirt, instead of being like, oh, I spilled my coffee, it's, oh my God, I didn't get on my shirt. Thank God I'm lucky. And what it's done is started training my brain to look at moments in a positive way. So I keep looking for what I call the glimmers. So if there's something beautiful I see, like stupid, like sunlight coming through tree leaves, and I really like it, I'll be like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. I'm so lucky I got to witness that today. And it sounds stupid and Hallmarky, but when I started getting content that purposely looking for content online and in my life that was positive, my brain started noticing it by itself more often without me having to do it. So I'm training my brain, and it's really helped me not feel like in a depressive spiral on a rock hurtling through space with no control over anything.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I really was sure that if I could just postpone this wild thought that my girlfriend Amanda had till tomorrow morning, she would realize it's kind of a crazy idea. Oh, I don't know what I was thinking. And we would just push it down the road a little bit, right? So maybe our sleep aids had kicked in. And Amanda starts talking about, you know, I've told you guys before, Amanda just loves like themed parties. She loves throwing dinner parties. She just loves having people. She just loves this, which is so out of my comfort zone. But she's suggesting parties all the time, right? So one night, right before we're about to crash, things are nice and quiet. And she says, oh my God, I got an idea. I'm like, what's up? She's like, well, our birthdays are so close to each other. Why don't we just throw like a dueling birthday party? I'm like, okay.
A joint birthday party.
Yeah, joint birthday party sounds really fun.
Well, you say dueling like you guys are going to be competing, but it's you're doing it in conjunction together.
I'd have been totally on the joint birthday party.
That would have been funny if that would have been like the invitation. Joint birthday party.
So I'm like, okay, she's already broken me in that I already know that arguing with a woman, or this woman in particular, when she has an idea in her head, that I'm going to lose that. So I just, okay, that sounds great. You like dinner parties? I like dinner parties. So then she says, oh, you know what I've always wanted to do, or always wanted to go to? A rave.
A rave?
A rave. She's like, Bert, we are throwing a birthday rave.
A birthday rave.
Yeah,
I'm not exactly sure what a rave is.
How can you throw a rave if you've never been to a rave?
Right.
That's exactly. Such a good question.
That's a very, well, you could always research these things. So a rave would be like, how do you explain?
But firsthand experience, I think, would lend to a more rave-ish experience.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, Cassie, you and I, we've had some really awesome Vegas clubs that were like rave-esque, but I can't say that I've been to. I feel like a rave is in like this warehouse mm-hmm. of a city in like some sketch area, and you have to know a password to get into it. And it's like 3 a.m. in the morning, and you know the edible has kicked in, and you walk in, and there's lasers, and like house music pumping, and everybody's got glow sticks, and you have like black lights everywhere, and then you end up like crawling out at like 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, they're generally like a rave demographic is about 22 years old.
Got it.
Okay. So she's not 22, and neither am I. So when she brought this idea up, I said to her, hey, let's just table this till tomorrow morning, you know, and we can both focus on it, knowing that she would wake up the next morning and go, that was a weird idea. That must have been the sleep aid. Mm-hmm. So we wake up the next morning and she's like, okay, so let's start planning the rave. And I'm like, so you're serious about this thing, huh?
She's like a dog with a bone. She's not going to let it go.
I mean, she is not. So we are going to be throwing a birthday rave in just a couple of weeks. So I have, she's doing most of the planning on it.
What time does your rave start?
7 o'clock.
No, it doesn't. It's a geriatric rave.
That is a totally geriatric rave. Now, I had suggested to her, half joking, but then I thought, you know what? Let's do this because we don't want to feel our age. We are going to manipulate all the clocks in the house mm-hmm. to say that it's 11 o'clock.
Fun fact.
Not 7 o'clock.
Your rave doesn't start at 7. It starts at 6 p.m.
No, it starts at 7.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
All right.
That I am sure, because I asked her for details, because okay. she's the one that's planning the whole thing. So our rave will be at 7 o'clock, and it will still be light out. So we've already figured out that we've got to have, like, blackout curtains, tin foil on the windows or something.
What?
Cassie, what's the invitation say?
6 p.m.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
She literally wrote to me in a text, starts at 7.
Y'all don't even know what time you're buying.
So I think that what is happening is the 6 o'clock is the food part, and the rave actually starts at the 7.
Okay, it's a catered rave. Yeah, those are my favorite.
Oh, I wonder what kind of charcuterie boards are going to be in this rave.
No, it's not going to be a charcuterie board. She has told me that there's going to be tapas and finger foods at our rave.
Okay. Ooh, grab your mozzarella stick before we head to the basement for the rave.
Finger cucumber sandwich.
Also sticking with our age, it is going to be a silent rave. So we're all going to be wearing the headphones on. So it's like a silent disco.
We're not a rave.
This is a cruise ship rave.
This is great. The headphones are going to block out the birds chirping outside at 6:30 when you're trying to get it on.
And then she hits me with this exclamation point after glow sticks, black lights, smoke, and lasers. Over by 9:30. Our rave starts at 7 and it will be over by 9:30.
You know, that's the kind of rave I can get behind.
I'm not mad.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This Wendy Williams story keeps getting weirder and weirder. If you don't know this, Wendy Williams is currently under a conservatorship, and she's being held at a facility somewhere in New York City where she said the average age is like people in their 80s. She's like, I'm young and I'm very sentient. Like, I shouldn't be here. But a judge had ruled that she was cognitively impaired, and so that's why she's in this facility. But she's like, no, I'm literally fine. Get me out of here. So there was recently a documentary that there was recently an interview that she did with TMZ where she's like, I'm here, I want to get out, I shouldn't be here. And now this is the most recent development in this case where she's recently been taken to the hospital, but it all follows a very weird situation where she drops something out of her window to get some help. So Wendy Williams was taken from her assisted living facility to a hospital after a wellness check was done by the New York Police Department. And reportedly, according to news outlets, she had dropped a note out of her window that said, help! Exclamation point, Wendy! Exclamation point. And that's it. We don't know. So it's like, so she essentially requests, it's not like somebody saw something and they called the police on her. It was like her actions, like, I need help. That's why the cop showed up.
I think it was a couple of weeks ago where she was holding a sign up in the same apartment in the window when all the paparazzi were around that was saying, help me or save me or something.
Yeah, she did an interview from the window, from that room, the time that she held the sign up. And then, I mean, she seemed fine. Everybody who was interviewing her said she seemed like herself. They couldn't feel anything wrong with her. So this whole situation is really odd.
Is she hoping to start a Free Wendy movement, like the Free Britney movement?
I mean, I hope so. But, I mean, we don't know anything since she dropped that note and got sent to the hospital. We don't know what her condition is. We just know that she got taken out. And I wonder, because I wonder if she knew if she did that, they would take her out of that facility, because if you can't get medical help in the living facility that you're in that is designed for people that are obviously going through some health struggles, mm-hmm. what is happening behind those closed doors to where you feel like you need to go to outside help to be able to get out of that facility, to get whatever she needed? Who knows if she even needed medical care? What if she just wanted to get out? She's like, I'm asking for help, or they're not feeding me, or something sketch is going on.
Well, I think from what it sounded like from the interviews is that she wants to be free. She's bored out of her mind. She's hanging out with a bunch of 90-year-olds. They had put her in the memory care unit. She was holding herself up in her room. So I mean, if we're going to do some like speculation right now, maybe the facility was taking care of her as far as like from a health standpoint, but she's just like, she wants her freedom, and this was the only way for her to get her freedom.
Yeah, maybe she thought if she went to a hospital and explained what was going on, she'd be able to get another step out. But yeah, we don't know what's going on with her, so hopefully she's doing okay, and hopefully we get some more details about her condition soon. But to other people that want to be free are Eric and Lyle Menendez. And I really feel like after that Ryan Murphy show came out, Monsters, and there was kind of this resurgence of support mm-hmm. for the brothers, I really thought that, you know, the DA was going to kind of see all the support and the sides that people have been taking, seeing the abuse that they suffered at the hands of their parents, and, you know, say that they've served enough time and get them out. But now there's a new district attorney in LA that just started this year, and he says he does not want them free. He's actually gone on the record and says that he would oppose the resentencing of Eric and Lyle Menendez, saying they have not fully accepted the responsibility of the 1989 murders of their parents.
Yeah, this is such a good example of how the news cycle comes and goes so quickly, because this is the only thing that people were talking about for a week. Then it just went away, and now it's back.
I will say, I tried watching the Ryan Murphy Menendez scripted series. Did not find it very good. However, the Menendez brothers documentary on Netflix, that was very eye-opening, and I think gives you more insight as to why people are pushing so hard for their release, even though their parents were brutally taken out the way they were.
Yeah, I still feel like freeing them may be a lot, but after watching that documentary, mm-hmm. I do at least have an understanding of why some people do want to.
Exactly. And so the reason that the DA doesn't want them released is because he feels like they lied about their self-defense claims, and that like that's why they murdered their parents. He's like, you haven't taken responsibility for the fact that you killed them. And I, as the district attorney, feel like that you spun this story to make it look less bad. So if you can't take responsibility for the heaviness of murder, of literally taking two lives, then I don't feel good about releasing you. So we'll see what happens, because they do have a resentencing scheduled for March 20th. Drake is hinting at his next chapter, but he says what he has to offer might not sit well with you. Explain what he means by that on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.